Hello. Hello. No, I don't think your mic's working. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. This is Jericho from eBay. I received this callback request under this eBay account, Jenna_Stanis.
That's correct, yes.
And just to validate the account, sir, may I know your first and last name?
It's Henry Wormsley.
Hi, Henry. And before we continue, I'd just like to remind you that this conversation might be recorded for training and quality purpose. Will that be all right?
Yes, as long as that's okay at this end as well.
That will be all right, sir. Thank you. And how can I help you?
As you may see on this account, it is in the process of being closed.
Yep, that's correct, sir.
Right. Can you see the site message from the 8th of October that was sent to me?
Loading it up. October 8th, you mentioned, right?
Yes.
The only one I have here is how to update your phone number.
Right, well, you should be able to see one in there which says your request for account closure.
Here it is, yep. November 8th.
October 8th.
The one I have here for the record is just November 8th. October 8th, the only one I can see is for a phone number update. November 8th is for the account closure.
Just a moment. Okay, currently I have four unread messages. And there is how to update your phone number. And just above that there is your request for account closure. Dated the 8th of October.
That's kind of weird, because on my end it's not reflecting. However, sir, how can I help you with that one?
So you can't see that message in my site messages box?
No, sir. But let me try to go to your eBay messages directly, because what I'm actually checking right now is the message that was being registered on the system.
Oh.
Every time that we send a message to you. But when I go to your eBay inbox...
That's where you need to go, yes.
October 8th. Here it is. I can see that request for account closure that was been sent to you October 8th, 1051.
Yes, that's the one.
Yep.
So, would you like to read me back the paragraph under the bold heading account closure?
The first one, eBay has received your request to close the account Jenna_Stanis. If you didn't submit this request, then please contact us immediately. You have to up to 30 days to cancel your request by contacting us.
Yep. And under account closure, you will agree with me that it says, the process to close the account may take up to 30 days from this notice. Unless you have sold an item in the last 30 days, in these cases, it will take up to 60 days to meet our commitments under eBay's money-back guarantee. The account can't be reinstated once the account closure has been completed. As part of this process, your account is now blocked from buying or further listing activity on eBay. Once the account is closed, you can't access your profile, sell on any eBay site, access my eBay, access or retrieve any contact, feedback, purchase or sales information, restore or recover the account, or any part of the account.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Right. So we can both read. Excellent. Yes. Are there any sales in the previous 30 days from that notice?
Well, I'm actually double checking it. August. Nope, everything, or I mean the last sale I can see here is August.
23rd of August.
Yes, 23rd of August.
So, there were no sales on this account in the 30 days prior to that notice.
That's correct.
And the process to close the account may take up to 30 days from that notice. How many days ago was that notice?
That would be 1 month after.
How many days?
30 days. Yeah, it's actually been 30 days already.
Yes, it has. So, hence my question, it's 30 completely clear days. Why isn't this account closed?
I see. Well, that's actually a good question, sir. Yes, based on what you can see on the email, it will take at least 30 to 60 days. But technically speaking...
No, it will take 30 days. Don't say 30 to 60 when we've already established and you've agreed that it's 30 because there were no sales. Mm-hmm. Yes. So not 30 to 60 days, 30 days from that message. Why is the account still open?
Because eBay is still processing the request up until now, sir. Again, I'd like just to be honest with you. Okay, when it comes to closing the account, we just like to admit that most of the time, it actually takes more than 30 days before the account is fully been closed.
So you're breaking your contracts and UK Data Protection Act law?
Well, not entirely, because, again, as we mentioned, on
no,
that
No, it doesn't
process,
say that on that email. What? Where are you getting this information on your process?
It's actually been rolled out to us. Okay, but then again, sir, as we promised, within the process of your account is being closed, okay, your account will not gonna be accessible. So even if someone tries to hack or even you, okay, gain access on the account, it will not gonna be possible. Not unless you're the one who will be requesting to get those information.
Why isn't now, the account closed though? Because the account is still there.
Yeah, because again, just like what you saw in the email and I saw in the email, as it explains there, if there is no pending transaction, the account should be closed within just 30 days. It will only take at least more than 30 days if we have a recent transaction before the account was been requested to be closed.
But it has taken more than 30 days, hasn't it?
Yep. Now, if you wanted to, okay, I could pass your account to our level to support to process the closing of your account so we could speed up the process or ask for some update coming from them. Because on my end here, sir, I just like to be honest with you. Okay, that is the only thing, the only explanation I could give you. Because based on what we experienced, or based on what I experienced for the past 3 years, okay, working with eBay, when it comes to account closure, most of the time, it really takes more than 30 days, just to be sure there is no dispute, there is nothing that we miss on the account before we remove it entirely off the system.
So you're not fulfilling your own terms and conditions?
Well, for the first part of the email that you actually received, I could say that, so. Okay, but then again, there's actually a good reason behind it, sir. As much as we would love to close the account within just 30 days, we want to make sure everything is secure and safe.
There is never a good reason for not fulfilling your terms and conditions, or UK data protection law.
Well, I'm getting your point, sir. As I mentioned, if you wanted to, I could pass the request right now to the department who processed the closure of your account, so we could ask explanation to them. Because even if I try to explain what I've actually learned for the past 3 years, okay, they still have some other reason behind all the entire process.
Would you like to explain that reason?
Well, as I mentioned, sir, I'm not actually trained for that anymore, since I'm not the one who's processing those kinds of requests. I'm just from the buying team. I only handle basic problem when it comes to buying a concern of our member.
Then do what you can for me, yes.
Give me one moment, okay? Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Yeah, I have Robert right now on the line. He's one of my teammates who actually handle account closure, so he will be the one to further explain to you about the process, okay?
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Hi there, Henry. Robert here. Good afternoon.
Hi, Robert.
My colleague was explaining, you were inquiring about closing your account, essentially. And basically, your account had been requested for closure, I assume, and hasn't closed after 30 days. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Right. Well, that can happen, all right. It can happen due to the actual billing platform, where it can further extend it up to 60 days.
Now, why is that?
It's essentially just to allow for any kind of transactions or any billing that hasn't been processed in time as per the forced sequence or the forced billing request. So it does extend it for a further 30 days. Up to a further 30 days, so up to 60 days maximum, and then the account will close, as long as there's no issues with the account in terms of there's no outstanding balances, or there was no technical issues with the account, or serious performance issues.
That wouldn't be the 30 days that it says where you shouldn't have sold an item in the last 30 days, is it? We're not going on that old chestnut again.
It would be to the initial 30 days is in respect of that, yes.
Okay, account closure. Reading from the site message, the process to close the account may take up to 30 days from this notice, unless you have sold an item in the last 30 days. In these cases, it will take up to 60 days to meet our commitments under eBay's money-back guarantee. The account can't be reinstated once the account closure has been completed, etc.
Okay.
Was that the additional time you were talking about?
Yeah, it would be, yes.
Oh, right, but I haven't sold an item in the previous 30 days from that message.
Okay. Let me have a look. I haven't looked at your account, and just, as I said, I'm advising it accordingly. Now, I'm just going to go directly into your account here. And was there any kind of outstanding transactions on your account whatsoever?
No. There is a minus 1p mysterious balance, which I was assured wouldn't be a problem. I was assured that wouldn't be a problem when the balance was sorted out.
Okay. That would be a... Who said that? It wouldn't, was one of my colleagues you spoke to, was it?
Yes, it was, yes.
Right. Okay. that minus one pay is going to cause an issue in your account not closed.
Aye, it is. So someone else was telling me something that wasn't true. Yes. Thus delaying the closure of the account again mysteriously by another 60 days, Robert. What an eBay surprise that is. I think what you need to do now is to deal with that one pence balance, then we can start again.
Well, let me advise you how it works, right? What I'll have to do is I'll have to escalate this onto the management team.
Right.
There's a reason why that one pence is there.
Yeah, I know why it's there, actually. It's to prevent this account being closed. But you carry on. I won't I'll let you carry on. I won't interrupt you again. Let's hear what you have to say on that.
I believe in a good two-way conversation.
Yeah.
You mentioned that with one pence. You believe that was put there purposely so your account couldn't close.
Yeah, just like it has on many other accounts.
And why would you believe that would be the case?
Because having accounts closing looks bad on the balance sheet.
Right. Okay.
But let's just go forward and you deal with that balance and we'll carry on again.
In order for me to deal with that balance, I will be escalating it off to the management team to deal with it.
Okay.
Right? And I may need to go to the accounts department as well. It wouldn't be me just resolving it over the phone and wiping that one pence. In fact, that one pence is you in credit.
I know it is.
Yes, it is.
How did that happen?
It would be a case of me escalating it on to get resolved, as opposed to me just resolving it over the phone. If I could resolve over the phone, no problem. I'll just do it right now. But it's not within my remit to do that.
Well, can I speak to someone within whose remit that enters?
Because I have done before,
they've cleared off another balance.
Right, but it didn't work, did it?
You're
asking me, you're looking to speak with a manager, essentially, are you?
Well, I'm asking to speak with the person who can clear that balance, and therefore...
But see, the person who would clear that balance may or may not be a manager, or it may be, as I said, someone in the accounts department, that where it may be escalated to. And if it's someone in the accounts department, well, they wouldn't be customer-facing.
Oh, right, I see. They hide, do they? That's strange, because
It's not within their remit to speak to customers.
Okay, well, I've spoken to someone who's attempted to clear my balance before, and it would appear that it didn't quite work.
We can generally clear balances, but you believe there's something untoward going on here that's preventing your account from closing. That's why that one pence is there, as you suggested.
Okay, well, then I don't believe that anymore. I've changed my mind. I want is my 1p... so that the account balance is at zero, and that doesn't cause a problem closing the account. That's all I want, and that's all I believe now.
Oh, okay, but what I'll attempt to do is do a transfer of funds of that one pence, and see if the system will do it to your PayPal account.
Right.
Would that be okay?
That's fine, yes, as long as we can clear that, yes.
Let me see. Now, I must advise you, I've never had to transfer one pence, so I don't even know if the system will accept it because it's such a low value.
Well, let's try.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't select it. Let me see. Can I? Can I be frank with you?
Always.
Brilliant. I don't firmly believe if I do a transfer of one pence to your PayPal account, that's going to resolve the issue, right?
Right.
The reason why I'm saying that is because, first of all, it's an obscure value. What I think needs to happen is that your account needs to be what we call rebalanced.
Yeah.
There's some some strange reason why that 1 pence is there, right? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever as to why you would have 1 pence in balance.
Well, I agree with you there. We're in complete agreement so far.
And look, I don't want to turn around and go to you, right, I'm going to do a transfer, right? And when we do a transfer to a PayPal account or a bank account, it can take some time. It can take, for example, to a bank account, it can take up to 30 days. To a PayPal account, it can take up to 10 days, right? So if I do a transfer to your PayPal account, which would be the quickest form to use, it can take up to 10 days.
Well, that's so okay. You do that. You do that. I've been waiting for 60 days, so another 10 won't make any difference.
Right. But what I'm thinking, if you allow me, is that let's just say I escalate this off to the accounts department, right, who take 24 to 48 hours to come back to us. Normally, to come back to us actually within the same day, but there is a process and a lead time of 24 to 48 hours, right? But if I escalate it off to them to rebalance your account, right?
That could get rid of it.
Explain what the 1 pence is. That could get rid of that quicker.
Okay.
And then allow you to have your account closed.
I will take your advice then. Let's try that procedure.
Okay. So just bear with me there. I'm going to grab all details here. It's a bit of a strange one, if I'm honest. Henry, I'm going to escalate that on to the accounts department for a rebalancing, okay?
Yep.
Now, I'm in till Sunday. I'm in all weekend.
Right.
So, hopefully they come back to me either later on today. If not, it'd be tomorrow or so, right? Either way, what I'll do is I'll just give you a call directly myself if it's been rebalanced to zero. And then yourself and myself can go through the closing of the account.
Right, you'll need to call me on the number that I'm calling on now.
Okay, let me see. One moment, I'm just going to clarify the numbers here. Now, I have two numbers here on your account. One is 077-487-6647.
Which is a mobile number, which I'd rather not use.
Okay, and the other number I have here is 074-264-19565.
Oh, right, it's none of those. It's 02381.
02381-785-3329.
Righto.
Okay. Well, look, Henry, sorry you've had the issue in trying to close your account, but look, I'll do whatever I can to try and get this done for you.
Let's see where the rebalancing takes us.
Yep, no problem.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you. No problem, Henry. Have a good day.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.